Hello, hello, and welcome to yet another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. So, most of you are aware by now that Israel has declared a state of war. I do not know much about the details of this war, and so I will not be saying much on it. There are bits and pieces of the story that I will pull out. It's not that I am unaware of the war. It's not that I am unaware of the, you know, the urgency of the situation. So I just want you to know. And also, I'm not never intending to make light of people who are suffering in this way. That said, there are bits and pieces that I can pull out as this is sorted out in real time. And I just don't know enough to say anything terribly pertinent to the situation. I mean, just as an example of things that I don't know. I thought you couldn't declare war against a terrorist organization. I mean, you can declare a police action or other euphemisms, but not war. War is with another nation state. Is Gaza a nation state? Is the war really with Gaza? The war seems to be with Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. So I don't really understand even some of the basics of this. So I just wanted to say all of that in preparation for the things that I will say. And like I said, I will be doing bits and pieces of the story over time. Even the story that I'm looking at has many, many aspects that I want to talk about. I could do a whole show on this article, probably on just a couple of paragraphs in this article. And I've decided to actually narrow it down to about a sentence or two. This is the Christian Post. U.S. Christian leaders urge prayers as Hamas attack on Israel leaves over 600 Israelis dead. As I said, much tragedy. My heart goes out to those who suffer. But I just want to focus on the Christian-y part of this. First of all, I have to try to tread carefully, and I think I'm just going to stop treading carefully and stomp through this and take whatever backlash I get. All right, a quote in this article: the violent attacks on Israel necessitate an urgent call to all Americans to pray for the state of Israel and the people in the region. All right, that sentence. I don't think that we're going to get past that sentence for this show, but I will try to keep it somewhat short. So these violent attacks necessitate an urgent call for prayer. I must say, I am unmoved by this urgent call for prayer. You know, when brown people have atrocities visited on them in countries where our former president called shithole countries, in those countries where thousands upon thousands of people were massacred and the like, that did not necessitate an urgent call to prayer. Just the state of ongoing poverty and disease. Hell, just child cancer that St. Jude deals with. Just that. And the number of children who continue to suffer because of things like that into the millions. Where is the urgent call for prayer? What about the refugees who risk their life coming into this country, a country that largely hates them? Imagine how bad their lives have to be back home to risk it to come here to a place where they are immediately treated like scum. Where was the urgent call to prayer? So a few Israelis, and I say few just by comparison to the countless people who have suffered tragedy just in our lifetimes. This is where the urgent call to prayer begins. This, why this, and not those other things. I know that's, some of you will not think of that as a legitimate point, and you think that I am somehow diminishing the state of affairs going on in Israel right now. And I suppose in some ways I am, because if it just comes to death toll and suffering toll, these are minor things compared to what we have lived through, what people like me have lived through. I'm 53. I don't even have to go back to history before my time. But if we just go back a little bit, we see even more dire situations and fail to see the necessity of an urgent call to all Americans. But you see, this is a Christian talking, and this is Israel, which is important to Christianity. And so now it's important. Now it matters. Yeah. I'm not fazed by that. Maybe you shouldn't be either. You could push back, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Send me a nasty gram at skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Tell me where I'm wrong. I'll listen. I actually do listen. All right, but there's something else going on in this sentence. One sentence. We're not going to get past one sentence. It's an urgent call to all Americans in this write-up. All seems to stand out here. All Americans to pray for the state of Israel and the people in the region. Are you not aware that not all Americans are God believers? Not all Americans pray, because we don't believe that there's anyone to pray to. Might there be something useful that we could do, that you might urge us to do? We'd listen. But what you're harping on is prayer, and you want all Americans, you want to pretend like America is all Christian, and that we could somehow all send up prayer to your God. I am frankly offended by that. And not terribly offended. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But it is a little offensive. Yeah. Okay. I have some questions about the prayer, though. So say that I wanted to pray, or some Christian, you know, an actual believer, say they wanted to pray. First of all, I don't understand why you need this urgent call to prayer for this Christian nation, because surely every Christian would already be praying. They didn't need you to make the call for prayer, did they? Do you think that there is one more prayer being offered up by some American Christian because you called for it? You goddamn fool. You arrogant son of a bitch. Who do you think you are? America is praying. They're on their knees praying right now. Every one of them that gives a damn is praying. And not one is going to start giving a damn because you made an urgent call for all Americans to pray. Prick. All right, where are we in this? Yeah, about this prayer, though. Just a couple of questions that might clarify. What exactly would you like all Americans to pray for? I mean, I know it says right here in the article, for the state of Israel. Now, state, do you mean the condition of Israel or do you mean the political body of Israel? Because it could go either way here. And I must tell you, I don't give a tinker's damn about the political body of Israel. I do not. I do care about the condition of Israel. I would love to know what you mean by that. And readers, what do you take from this? The state of Israel and the people in the region. I think it has to be condition, right? Because we're including the people in the region. But it could be meaning the Israeli state and other people in the region, or it could be meaning the condition of Israel and other people in the region. It's a minor clarification. It doesn't matter. Because that still doesn't tell us what we are to pray for. Are we to pray that their condition immediately improve? Are we to pray that those without food and homes suddenly find themselves with food and homes? What would you like us to pray for? And please be specific. What are we to pray for? Could we maybe pray that all of the enemy's bullets miss their targets? Could we pray for that? That seems good. That seems like a prayer worth engaging. But I can hear it now. Christians saying, I don't know, God doesn't work like that. Well, how does he work? He will give you a goddamn Olympic pool table if you are a righteous U.S. apologist who asks for it. He does that. But he's not going to stop the enemy bullets from hitting people. What are you, crazy? What kind of magic are you asking for? It's not like God is going to give these Israeli leaders a pool table, right? So what exactly are you asking us to pray for? What thing do you think God is going to do that you think our prayers would help him do? Tell me what we should be praying for that you think God isn't already gonna do. Oh, and by the way, tell me what you want this prayer to accomplish. At the end of the day, would you like this prayer to bring immediate change to the region? Say that. Or do you expect this prayer to accomplish absolutely nothing that's traceable? Because if that's the expectation of the prayer, you could just not call for the prayer and you'll get the same result. Nothing. But if you do want or expect some result to happen, please let us know so that we can track the power of this urgently called for prayer by all Americans. I want to see that. How many believers would that create if we could actually trace a straight line between your call to prayer and Americans praying and that expectation being met in the region that the world is watching right now? Every single person there has a camera out and pointing. Let's see the power of this prayer. But of course, you're not going to tell us what to pray for, and you're not going to tell us what you expect from this prayer because you're just grandstanding, you fucking arrogant asshole. And we know it. We all know it. Christians know it. This is not convincing to anybody, and it's not helping anyone. It just diminishes your cause when you say things like this. Okay, and I just want to finish up with a sentence, the last thing that kind of strikes me. So you're calling for all Americans to pray for the state of Israel and the people in the region. Who are the people in the region that these prayers should also fall upon? How about Hamas? How about the terrorist state of Iran? Iraq? How about these people? They're in the region. Are these prayers also supposed to cover them? Then tell me, what are the prayers that we should be praying for the enemies of the righteous Israelis? Tell me about the prayers for them. Or were you not thinking about them? I'm going to take a big wild guess and say, no, you weren't thinking about the terrorists. You fucking hypocrite. Okay. That's one sentence in this article. I could do another 10 more shows just on two paragraphs in this article. I'm going to leave this article there at skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. This is a terrible, terrible situation that we are watching play out in the world. Tell you what, try not to muck it up with your Christian perspectives, Christians. This isn't even happening to you. Let's try a little bit of common humanity and see if we can take some of the religiosity out of this situation. This war isn't about you. Try to give a damn for the people that it is about. And with that, I'm out.